This is Sun Bell, the host of Outbeat Music on Outbeat Radio on KRCB-FM, and I'm doing an interview with Melissa Etheridge. Thank you so much, Melissa,
for
taking the time to do this with us.
My pleasure.
I know you're a very busy woman and one of my major influences in music as well.
Oh, thank you.
My first question for you is, can you let me know what your first inspirational music moment memory that got you involved in music as a career?
Well, the very, very first one would have to be one of my first memories I even have of my life. That's when I was 3 years old. I grew up in Leavenworth, Kansas, and I remember being in the driveway of my neighbor's house because it was gravel. And I remember having a transistor radio in my hand and hearing the Beatles' I Want to Hold Your Hand coming out of it. And it was like angels singing. I couldn't believe the sound, and it indeed was one of the first memories I even have.
Was coming out as a lesbian hard for you personally, for your family, your peers, and your music career?
I got to tell you, actually, my whole experience of being a lesbian has been pretty awesome. growing up in the Midwest in the 60s and 70s, it was frightening, and I didn't understand what it was, and there was no reflection of it in my culture around me. But once I got to my high school, once I got to, 17, 18, and starting to become a young adult, I came out to my family, and it was very, it was greeted with the, as long as you are happy, we don't care, we don't understand it, but we don't, it's not a problem, mm-hmm. as long as you're happy. And that's a wonderful thing to go out into the world with, feeling. So anytime I had a coming out experience along the way, I always had that solid base of, we love you, that came from my family. So all along the way, I played women's bars. That's where I was signed. That's where I was signed to a major label. So it was known that I was out. I didn't come out publicly, in a newspaper or something, until 92.
So do you have a process that you follow to spend quality time with your partner and your four children while juggling your music career?
Well, right now my family is my four children, and yes, that is what I, that's my everyday, I wouldn't say it's a dilemma, it is the balance that I seek every day, because those are two things that I love greatly, my children and my work, and they both make me very happy, and I wouldn't want one without the other, and well, I would take my kids if I couldn't have the music, but, it's a constant balance, and that's a good thing. I'm very fortunate to have two things that I love like that.
What do you feel is the best contribution gift that you feel you give to the world and to your family?
Being the best and doing the best that I can do, being the best that I can be. It's by loving myself enough to do the best and create and be I don't want to just say good, but just be a happy person that is seeking my dreams and creating great things in my life. I hope to be an inspiration for anyone, and especially for my family.
How has being a survivor changed your life?
Survivor. I love that word. Going through cancer was a complete life changer. My whole perspective on everything changed, on what happiness is, on what success is. It changed the way I eat. It changed the way I even look at food or think about food. It changed the way I look at the whole world and what life is and how precious it is. It's completely changed my life.
What was your first big break in music? You said you started playing in bars, and I guess your career started around 1988, is that right?
Yes, the professional one did, but mm-hmm. I started playing in bars around, well, in Los Angeles around 1982.
So what would you consider your first big break in music?
You know, it's funny because I had just little breaks all along the way. You know, there's been so many instances. Was it when I first found my manager? Was that my big break in 1983? Or was it when I got signed in 1987? Or was it when my first album came out in 88? Or was it when I was first on the Grammys in 89? Or was it, you know, it kind of goes on and on and on and on. I don't know what my first one was.
What are your words of wisdom for women who are struggling in their music careers?
To not take anything personally. To make the music because you love it. Make it because it makes you happy. Because you want to share this part of yourself and this creation, talent, and gift that you have. That's the only reason to do it. Any other reason only, believe me, only leads to misery. And by doing so, by remaining true to yourself and loving yourself and your music, you will then bring that success or happiness or whatever level on whatever level you desire it. It will come to you. But really, that's the only thing that I can say to do is just do it because you love it.
I know it isn't easy to be in the position that you're in, being as famous as you are and being idolized by so many, and to keep getting up and doing it and going away from your kids and your family, you know, on a regular basis. So what is it that keeps you getting excited about your music and being out there in the world as you are?
Because I do love it. Because I do feel very whole when I do it, when I make the music, and it's quite fun.
And you know, your new CD, Fearless Love, is really fabulous. I have heard parts of it, and along with, you know, your older music, and it's been awe-inspiring for me all of my life, and I just want to thank you for that and the contribution that you have given.
And thank you so much.
You're welcome, and your courage to come out. Does the music industry become more complicated as you age in regards to your contribution, the acknowledgement, the vibrancy of your music?
Yes and no. I get further away from it because it becomes more, you can find me and my music without having to go through the music industry anymore. And for that, I'm grateful. So I can create from the place that I feel is the best. And I don't have to worry if I'm doing it right or if there's a hit or something. So, you know, the business is very complicated and depressed right now. But I choose to operate outside of it.